beginning and ending with the great fanfare, the music of George W. Chadwick. That was the Jubilee from Symphonic Sketches, Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Classical music time now on Kansas Public Radio, support for which comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium. Open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. This is classical guitarist David Russell now on Kansas Public Radio. Same notes are used for the violin partita in E. Here it's the Lute Suite number 4. It's by J.S. Bach now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Classical guitarist David Russell playing the Lute Suite number 4 in E by J.S. Bach. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. It's about 9:34. You'll learn a little bit about an opera called Alruna by Louis Spohr. The overture coming up after the noon news, then a collection of joyful dances and a suite by one Cecil Armstrong Gibbs. That's classical music planned from noon to 3, just part of it with Jeff Watson this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live and local, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, among others. Next is Antony Dvorak. This is a Polonaise from Ruzalka, which is based on the Little Mermaid story. A celebratory Polonaise from Ruzalka, Antonin Dvorak's tale of the Little Mermaid, Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Before we hear a Telemann suite, rich with flute, viola, and violin and keyboard accompaniment, let's take a look at this forecast, which sounds like things are about to change a bit. It's 9:40, and the National Weather Service says a slight chance of showers before 10 in the morning. Then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5. Otherwise, today should be sunny, with a high near 86. A southern wind, and that chance of rain is 20%. And then tonight, it's 70% likely for some rain. It says showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 10 p.m., a little bit cloudy overnight, a low of 52. And tomorrow, weather for Live Day here at Kansas Public Radio and for you. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 68 with a nice northern breeze for tomorrow. Peaking into the weekend, Saturday sunny 64, Sunday sunny 75. Here's the Telemann now, played by Camerata Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. Just a test. A few members of Camerata Cologne for a suite number 5 by Georg Philipp Telemann here on Kansas Public Radio at 10:02. Stay tuned for one of the shorter Beethoven piano sonatas. The 25th is coming up right after the news in just a couple of minutes here on KPR, where support for the music comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
I crave moments like that.
Hear that conversation about her performance and new album on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Coming up at 3, right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus, same thing on KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. plus KANV and KANV HD1, serving the Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene line at 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS. Kansas City PBS discussing the week's top stories with newsmakers and guest experts on Week in Review. Week in Review is Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News.
Men, it grows to a quarter of those surveyed. Elena Moore, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here's John O'Connor playing Beethoven's 25th Piano Sonata on KPR. John O'Connor playing Beethoven on Kansas Public Radio. That was Beethoven, Opus 79, his 25th Piano Sonata here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll go from one classic to another, from Beethoven to Mendelssohn, before we hear some Ravel this hour. We'll hear the piece that, well, when Stravinsky was asked to write a violin concerto, he asked, why? Mendelssohn already wrote one. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m., tickets are at lead.ku.edu. We'll go from 1844 to 1988. Well, Mendelssohn, that's the year he finished his, or touched up and finished his violin concerto in E minor. And this is a 1988 recording with Joshua Bell and the Academy, led by Sir Neville Mariner. The Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor on KPR. Joshua Bell, violinist with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Orchestra, directed by Sir Neville Mariner. That was Mendelssohn's soaring violin concerto in E minor here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. This is KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City and kansaspublicradio.org. Next, some stirring music by Maurice Ravel, The Waltz, which he wrote to celebrate the Viennese tradition of waltz and was surprised when it, well, didn't get as great a reception at first as he had hoped. This evening on Classics Live, join us for duo pianists Cynthia Rehm and David Allen Ware playing Chopin, plus a Shostakovich string quartet, a requiem for three cellos, plus the Dvorak G major string quintet. It's a chamber music night from the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival, just this past summer. It's at 7 on Thursday and 8 p.m. on Monday evening. Here's La Valse, the Maurice Ravel way on KPR, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Maurice Ravel's take on the Viennese waltz tradition was quite shocking in its time. That was the Vienna Philharmonic with André Previn for Maurice Ravel's La Valse this morning on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Dua Lipa on All Things Considered from NPR News.
And when the night ends up in tears, wake up.
Join us at 3 o'clock for more about that with Dua Lipa here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Liberty Hall, showing Self-Improvement, Self-Destruction, a night of short films on October 29th, featuring director Alex Magaro and his documentary, Crush the Wrestler, followed by a Q&A. Tickets at the Liberty Hall box office or at libertyhall.net. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Cherie Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions, and origins, now through December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. The news is next.
The presidential candidates are enlisted down 255 points, or more than 0.5%, at 42,259. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. This is KPR. That's the KPR piano and a KPR recording of three of the finest musicians in Kansas City: Alberto Suarez, horn, Sean Chen, piano, and Joseph Genualdi, violin, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It was the first movement of the Brahms horn trio in E-flat. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org. Here are some tunes from the opera Carmen, the music of Georges Bizet, now on Kansas Public Radio. The Carmen Suite, number 1, the music by Georges Bizet, used in his opera, Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra. It's pretty close to lunch. Next, we'll have a Heineken. Well, Johann David Heineken's Concerto in F Major. Before we hear a little bit of Bach organ music and tell you more about where you can see Carnival of Souls, final Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. The support for the classical music this hour comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Good morning. Here's your Heineken Concerto in F Major by him on KPR. By Johann David Heineken, Concerto in F Major, with the Musica Antiqua of Cologne, here on KPR. Next, one of the Bach fugues for organ, and music by Tchaikovsky, Cantabile, coming up. And this afternoon, Jeff Watson has some tunes that are interesting. We'll learn a little bit about an opera called El Runa by Louis Spohr, the overture, coming out right after the noon news. And then a collection of happy, joyful dances in a suite by one Cecil Armstrong Gibbs. We'll learn some new pieces this afternoon during Classical Music with Jeff Watson, as usual, from noon to 3, right here on KPR. It's about 14 minutes left of the morning. You're with me, Cordelia Brown. Until then, here's the Bach jig fugue because of the rhythm now on KPR. The Jig Fugue in G by J.S. Bach, Richard Elliott at the organ. I remember watching Carnival of Souls and thinking, I don't recognize this organ music. It sounds classical. It sounds scary, like some of it is. And I finally looked it up, and it was written just for the movie Carnival of Souls by a Kansas City organist, Gene Moore, at the time. Well, you can appreciate the movie this Friday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You can watch it, in fact, in a building where part of it was filmed. In Trinity Episcopal Church, that's at 10th and Vermont Streets in downtown Lawrence. It's a special showing, special Halloween showing of Carnival of Souls. It's part of Final Friday for Lawrence. It'll be tomorrow at 7 p.m. And the organ music, in this case, before and after, will be played by Mark Kretzinger Harries. It's also a benefit. You can go free if you like, but there is a suggested donation of $7 for their choral scholarships that they give out. This is all sponsored by the church, Trinity Episcopal. So that sounds like a fun way to see and hear the movie, to appreciate that Gene Moore, spooky organ music, Carnival of Souls, tomorrow night at 7. KPR will have its own spooky night at the downtown public library. As capping off Live Day, Destiny Ann Mermegan will have the best Halloween concert ever. You can't miss it. And she'll have a young student with her, Eloise McPhee, who is 9, I believe, who wrote her own cadenza for a spooky Halloween piece. And there'll be special percussion and a great pianist. And the violinist is Destiny Ann Mermegan. You can go and sit in the radio audience. It'll be at 7 p.m. We'll go live at 7:06 for Live Day at the Lawrence Public Library. Next is the Cantabile by Tchaikovsky on KPR. With Konstantin Orbelian directing a string ensemble of the Andante Cantabile from the Tchaikovsky String Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
Music with her friends at the Lawrence Public Library. It's free, October 25th, 7 p.m. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
Hope to see you there. That's tomorrow night at the downtown Lawrence Public Library. Live Days all day, all the music you'll hear, maybe some familiar names, they'll be playing here on KPR. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live.